Trying to stay on dry ground. Welcome and hello again, everyone, from Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's the first for me, and we've laughed about it. I'd rather have my horse. We'd all rather be on horses rounding up cattle than being in boats.
Cattle producer Sean Duran and others in Hardin County have been rounding up their cattle this week in quite a different way. That's thanks to historic flooding that's affected many of us across the state. Duran says it's been nearly 50 years since the Tennessee River has been this far out of its banks.
Dealing with a flood water that's looking at reaching as of high of 1973, is what a lot of our locals have compared it to, and looking at numbers of where the flood stages are. So we've had in Hardin County a lot of pasture ground that has been flooded out.
Duran says before the floodwaters had reached their height, farmers had already brought their cattle to areas of higher ground over the weekend. But as cattle often do, they found a way to push through gaps, and several had to be rescued, and unfortunately, several drowned.
Well, we were mainly being able to put the calves in the boats, and we were picking calves up out of the water, and then we were tying our calves' feet into the boat, and so they wouldn't be jumping out or trying to run over us or push us out into the water. And so at times we would have, we'd be some calves at five or six at a time or better in a boat, and get those back over to dry land, put those in, pick those calves up and put those in dry land and into trailers or into a catch pen so we can move them into trailers.
Well, Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Charlie Hatcher says the department, along with other USDA offices, are working to assess the damage to the ag community from the flooding statewide.
With this much rain, it's going to affect the wheat crops, the hay crops, the amount of pasture, and we're already in almost a hay crisis now. There's a big deficiency in hay.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.